Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. Let's imagine that you have created the perfect, ideal client avatar. You know the demographics, you know the age, you know the interests, you know where they're hanging out. You cannot wait to sell them what you have to offer. You absolutely must determine the temperature of that ideal client before you can build the right lead magnet, the greatest offer in the world out there, to hook them, to have them really ready to buy the product or service you have to offer. You've got to know their temperature. Now, from the perspective of healthcare, having a hot temperature, a high temperature, is usually perceived as a negative thing. People with high fevers are not in a healthy space. They're considered, you know, in need of critical care sometime. Let's think about the cold, warm, and hot temperatures of an ideal client. When we're talking about your ideal client, someone who is a hot client, who's that, they're out there, they are product aware, they know who you are, what you have to give, and they cannot wait to be working with you more, because hot means there is a high degree of awareness and trust and relationship that's already been built. From the perspective of marketing, whether it's digital marketing or direct marketing, determining the traffic temperature is critically important. You may have never thought about it, but there are three different levels where traffic finds you in a digital way. It's either hot, warm, or cold. And each one of these groups needs special treatment and individualized communication. So imagine your ideal client is out there, but your ideal client is at three different potential temperatures. So one campaign will not reach everybody who's that ideal client. But the more you can tailor, the more you can specify the offer that you're creating to fit where that ideal client is along this awareness continuum, that's the most critically important part, because each one of these temperatures, each particular hot, warm, and cold avatar needs a different type of bridge to further their relationship, to become a paying customer or a recurring client. The different ways that we consider the temperature have been covered with many different digital marketers in the past. And there's a quote from Gene Swartz that I'd like to read that helps identify these different temperatures. If your prospect is aware of your product and has realized that it can satisfy his or her desire, your headline starts with the product. If that ideal customer out there is not aware of your product, but only of the desire itself, then the headline needs to start with desire. If that ideal client is not yet aware of what he really is seeking, but he knows that there's a generalized problem he has, then your headline starts with the problem and crystallizes it into a specific need. Now, I did paraphrase that a little bit because it makes me crazy when people only use the masculine pronoun. But what Gene Swartz is trying to get across is that sometimes you need to start with the product. Sometimes you need to start with a solution, with that desire to get beyond a problem. And sometimes you just need to start with a general problem. So problem aware, solution aware, and product aware are three different ways that we can think about the temperature of your ideal client. Cold clients are problem aware. So you would need to reach out to them with that problem that crystallizes into that specific need. Warm clients are solution aware. You start with the desire. Hot clients are product aware. They know about you. You don't have to convince them of anything. They've already got that desire to be getting more. Hot traffic is made up of people who subscribe to your podcast, who read your blog, who buy from you, who are your friends. They see themselves as your friends, and they want that personality-driven communication because they've already got a connection that they want to nurture, right? Warm traffic is not in that same space, and so you would have to pre-frame your offer in a different way. All right, these people in the warm category, they are there to be nurtured. They wouldn't be sorry if you offer them something to get. They want to be lifted to a new place. They want to find that solution. And one good pre-framing way that you can determine this is to move them toward a solution. You provide an infographic with a checklist, right? Because they are already aware of the problem. They need some answers. I think cold traffic is considered the holy grail of marketing in any format, right? But you have to learn how to convert cold traffic from that problem awareness space. And this is the most competitive, and this is the reddest ocean, because you've got to really pull that product or service commodity feeling into an offer that's irresistible. And you can do that when you know all of the rest of the demographics of the target market you're after. So please understand that temperature is absolutely, it's the pre-framing bridge for that ideal client, but you already have an ideal client in mind. You know the demographics, you know some of the interests, you know a lot of different ways you're going to reach and market to these people, but the unique bridge that you build related to the temperature is what we're addressing now. Whatever product you're selling, it's critical that you match your message to the traffic's temperature, and that temperature is related to their understanding and knowledge. Because this awareness will help you determine the kind of bridge required to take them to your landing page, to take them to that step where they provide either more information about what they need, who they are, and how you can build and nurture that, or to become converting traffic from a lead to a client. You can use podcasts, you can use blogs, you can use YouTube videos and testimonials to help you with this, but it is critically important that you build the correct bridge. If you want to be able to offer something, ideally several somethings, you need to make sure that you're addressing where they are in this sequence, that you're addressing the pain and the want they have so that they'll spend money to get it. They're on a quest. Your ideal client is on a quest, and you've got to help them get there. You can have upsells and downsells that will help solidify this. You can have upsells because hyperactive buyers, hot buyers, can't wait to spend more money. And so you should always have the next thing in the queue to sell to them. But sometimes you might need a downsell when you haven't quite convinced someone yet. And you need to be able to change the selling environment to meet that temperature. If you have a high ticket item that you're trying to sell to a cold ideal client, the chances are you're not going to make that sale. So in terms of review for today, I just want to make sure that you understand that you need to analyze where those customers are at the point of sale so that you can make sure you're selling them on the right item. If you've got a really low price point on something and it's an absolute, you know, it's a magnificent offer to that ideal client who is problem aware but not solution and product aware for your particular agency, your particular business, then what you need to do is to nurture that cold temperature, right? Because the temperature of the traffic that you're driving is tied to how you're going to pre-frame everything. It's tied to your landing page. It's tied to your sales funnels. You need to be qualifying your subscribers. You need to be looking at your sales page. You need to be ready for those hyperactive buyers who want an upsell. And you need to be focused on this as you build out your campaign. And you can have many different types of campaigns. You can have many different types of target markets, but you need to be specific for each campaign in order for it to work well and effectively. All right? The most important part of all of this is you need to treat each of your ideal client groups, that hot, the warm, the cold, differently, so that they can receive the offer that's tailored to their experience.